Hey guys, it's Dave, and I'm back to do another weekly roundup for my blog at davechemic.com. Again, this week I'm going to focus on one post in particular. I'm going to talk about the iPhone coming to Verizon in a little bit. But first, I want to give a shout out to the guys at the My Brother and Me podcast. I wrote a post about their podcast on Saturday, and I don't know which one, but one of the guys reposted my link on Twitter. They have a group account for MBMBAM. They reposted a link to my blog post and got me some views, so I really appreciate that. I really love their podcast. It's hilarious. I look forward to it every Monday, and I urge you to go to MBMBAM.com to take a look at it, give it a listen, subscribe on iTunes, and enjoy, because it's really funny. So, like I said, I'm going to talk about the iPhone coming to Verizon again. I'm sure there are a lot of people that are kind of sick and tired of hearing about this at this point, but it was the post this week, other than the MBMBAM post, that generated the most interest, so I figured I would talk a little more about it. In particular, I want to talk about how interesting the timing is, because if you follow the release of any Apple product, really, or the iPhone in particular, they're kind of on a yearly basis. So every year there's a new iPhone, every year there's a new iPod Touch, presumably every year there will be a new iPad, and they usually get announced pretty soon here, so like maybe within the before April, I believe, maybe in May at the latest, because they need to get it out sometimes for FCC approval. So they announce it a little ahead of time before they actually release the product, which is generally in June. But for them to announce that they're moving to Verizon just a few months before they'll announce probably the new iPhone is kind of interesting to me. What I hope that doesn't happen is that AT&T will have some sort of limited time exclusivity where they'll get the new iPhone 5 for, I don't know, half a year or maybe up to a year before Verizon gets it. So I just kind of want to urge people to not necessarily get excited for getting the iPhone as soon as it comes to Verizon, because that will be the iPhone 4, and I don't want someone to get it and then have Apple hold a press conference like a month later and announce the new iPhone 5 with a whole bunch of new whiz-bang features. Like I said, I just think that that's kind of interesting, and I think, well, I can't really decide why they would do it that way rather than just waiting and have like a joint announcement with the iPhone 5, unless, like I said, they're planning to announce a limited exclusivity with AT&T, and maybe that was part of the deal for them to break away and go out with Verizon as well. I'm kind of surprised they didn't talk at all about a Verizon-specific CDMA iPad. Maybe they'll do that at an iPad event sometime soon here. But I was a little surprised they didn't see that. In fact, I was skeptical about there being an iPhone on Verizon at all. I told one of my friends in the office, I said, I would be shocked if they announced a new iPhone for Verizon specifically. And what I meant by that was like an iPhone 5. They didn't do that. I really kind of expected it to be a new iPad, because there wasn't an iPad contract with AT&T that they had, as far as I knew. So I thought it might be a CDMA iPad or something like that, but that wasn't the case. They did announce the iPhone 4 for Verizon, and like I said, hold off for a few months. Make sure that Apple isn't going to go ahead and come out with a new iPhone 5, and we don't know. It might be AT&T specific for a little while, or maybe they'll open it up to both carriers. Hopefully that's the case, because I do plan on maybe getting one. It's too bad that I got a Droid X when I did. I love the Droid X. I love Verizon, but if I had held out for maybe a few months more, I could have just switched to Verizon, but them's the breaks, as they say. So thank you very much for listening. I think I'm going to actually come in under time this week. I got cut off a little short last week under my 5-minute limit, so thank you very much. Please check me out at davechemic.com. Check out my blog. I try to post a blog post every day, and then on Sundays I do my weekly roundup with the audio commentary that you're listening to right now. Follow me on Twitter at DMKemic. That's at DMKEMICK, and we'll see you soon. Thanks.